Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And today we have a wonderful guest with us, an exciting guest, one whose song you probably have, I guess, has ministered to you over a period of time and probably is still ministering to you. James Fortune and Fire, ladies and gentlemen, will be on Anointed Sounds this evening. We're going to talk about his song, I Trust You, and many things that's going on with his ministry. So make sure you stay tuned in. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with James Fortune and Fire.
You know that good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give him the praise.
The Lord has
through Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more, with your girl, Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And tonight we're supposed to have a special guest calling in with us a little bit later, so make sure you stay tuned with us. James Fortune, from James Fortune and Fire, the song that you may know of as I Trust You, Lord, is not easy.
Oh,
I know I can relate to that.
Amen.
I definitely can relate to that. So, Lisa, what's been going on today? What's going on in ATL, I tell you?
Girl, I don't know what's going on in ATL, but I know it's on and popping right here.
That's right. It is on and popping. I'm doing it Sounds Radio. Those who are listening to the sound of my voice, you can also call in and speak with us at 646-378-1119. Let me read that a little bit slower. That's 646-378-1119. Call and talk to us. We love to hear from the listening audience to see what you have to say. I tell you, Lisa, the last show that we had about finding 200 heterosexual men in the ATL.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
They blew the phone lines up.
Oh, really?
They tore it up. So I want to hear.
In what kind of way? What did they have to say?
Well, you know, it was very interesting that for one, it was interesting that I put the poll on my Facebook page and I told them that I need 200 heterosexual males from ATL to respond to this page, and I never got them. I got about 12, and I have like 3,600 friends now. So it's just amazing. But I had people calling in from New York, Maryland,
wow,
calling all over. It was like, I didn't know this was happening in Atlanta. I'm like, where you been? It's happening all over. But it was just interesting that they were calling in, and some of the women were calling in talking about, you know, living a single life in Atlanta. And, of course, we had Simone on. She was talking about how she is married. I don't know if she'll be able to do it again here in Atlanta. So that's just, okay, Simone, that's no hope for me. It sounds like there's no hope. But it's like, okay, it sounds like there's no hope. I think I need to move to Mississippi, Alabama somewhere. I don't know.
I heard the guys in Alabama are gentlemen. I heard, and they're real men.
Oh. Well, maybe we need to have some Alabama single men call in and tell us what's popping in Alabama. Make sure you keep it clean. Make sure you keep it clean. 646-378-1119. Make sure you do that. I tell you, those who have been listening to Gospel on Demand on Anointed Sounds, that is so hot that you could just be at home, listen to gospel music all day. You can hook your computer up to your speakers and just let it boom. If you don't want to pay for XM radio or satellite and so forth, and you have an office and you're trying to, you know, condense your spending, you can tune into Anointed Sounds. All you have to do is put the play yourself and it'll play thousands of gospel music. Even gospel jazz is on Gospel on Demand. That's www.anointedsounds.com. And I want to tell you also, thank you guys for giving me the love that saw me on 57 on last Friday. I'm telling you, I had a ball. Sharice, give a shout out to Sharice Stevens, who's the host, Elder Evangelist Sharice Stevens. I want to tell you that was a great time I had on I'm about to say Anointed Sounds TV. There you go, speak it. Anointed Sounds TV.
Hey, in the name of Jesus.
But I had an awesome time, so I just want to thank y'all so much on 57 for showing me so much love. As I still said, and I put it out there, you guys can be global or international if you just get on Anointed TV, because I had so many friends that were just like, can I watch this show? And they're in other states. So that's one of the great things about streaming online.
Right.
That become international, global in a second without the expenses.
The expenses
of the terrestrial stations, the landline stations. That's just so important. So make sure you contact us, those who are out there, ministers or pastors. You can contact us at radio@anointedsounds.com.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, we're going to have a great time waiting on James Fortune to call in a little bit later. But we are just excited just to be in the presence of every one of you guys. I'm just excited. But, hey, I'm telling you, it's just awesome. So,
yeah,
it's just awesome. I had a great day. I'm excited. I had a wonderful time. My students, it's final week, Lisa. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It is final.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to all of my students that are the sound of my voice. It's finals, and the kid needs at least a break.
Well, it's almost over.
The kid needs a break, I tell you. There's some great things that's been going on. How many people have you ever watched that show, Being Black in America?
You know what? I saw the first one.
Wow. And how was that?
It was pretty decent. You know, touched on, I think the things that she touched on is things that we already know about. I think it was more so for everybody else.
Okay.
You know, as a matter of fact, I think they interviewed her on 107.5 today, if I'm not mistaken. Or it might be a different lady. But I know there's a lot of talk about just culturally, just bringing awareness as far as what people go through.
Okay.
And I think the person they interviewed today, I think that she's going to do something on Latinos next.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, apparently there's a great need for, you know, and it's amazing. We're in, like, 2009.
I think, Lisa, let's see. I think we have a caller. Let's see if we have James on the line with us. Hello, welcome to Anointed Sounds Radio.
Hey, how you doing? It's James Fortune.
Wow.
Hi, James.
What's going
on?
How you doing?
We are doing great. We are just excited to have you on today, Anointed Sounds Radio, and we thank you so much for the time, for tuning in with us and joining us for the Anointed Thought Show right here. What's going on with you, James?
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me. Nothing much. Just, you know, excited, staying busy. You know, God has truly been blessing my ministry, and just really, really, like I tell a lot of people, really just awesome to see how far God has brought me, and just to see just so many lives that are being encouraged by I Trust You.
Amen.
That it's just kind of swept across the world in just an amazing way. I'm just truly blessed.
Amen. And we were talking earlier about I Trust You and the success that came from that song, and how many weeks it's been a chart. And I was reading your bio on it, actually knocking out. I don't want to say knocking out, but taking the spot of Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It. That's just a blessing, because we know that song has been on the gospel charts for so long. But just give us a little background about I Trust You. How did you come about writing that song? What is the inspiration or the aspiration of writing I Trust You?
That song came actually a little over 3 years ago. Actually, me and my family were homeless. Me and my wife and my two children, and my wife was pregnant with our third child, and we found ourselves, you know, homeless. We didn't have a car, and just really struggling. I began to question God. I began to doubt God. I asked Him, you know, where are You? Do you see what I'm going through? Do you really care about the situation I'm in? And it was, you know, at that moment, because it was for about 7 months, we would go from motel to motel, just trying to, you know, find places to stay, and not really knowing what we're going to do. And God began to share. He said, you know, James, you have to be able to trust Me even when you don't understand why you're going through what you're going through, and when you don't understand why you're in the situation that you're in. And the Lord shared. He said, if you can trust Me now, I'm getting ready to do some things in your life that even if I told you, you wouldn't believe. And it was at that moment, you know, that I just began to worship and say, you know, Lord, I will trust You. I do believe, you know, that You're up to something. And that's when I got the words to that song. You know, even though I can't see You and I can't feel Your touch, God, I still trust You. I still believe You. And that song, that God used to encourage me then, you know, it's amazing to see how many millions of people are now being encouraged now by that song. It's just truly awesome. And I understand now that, you know, what the devil meant for bad, God was able to turn it around and work it out for my good and for my benefit.
Amen.
So I'm grateful.
Hallelujah. I was reading also in your bio that you, it's amazing, because Lisa and I had a show a while back about the different genres that are in the gospel music industry, and in your bio it states that you are urban contemporary gospel. Can you explain to a lot of people what that actually means when it comes to the gospel industry?
Yeah, well, it's just kind of more, a newer sound, not quite traditional, so more contemporary, more deals with the music, the lyrics, the message is still the same, but it's more contemporary sound as far as the music is concerned, not quite traditional gospel, but more contemporary worship, contemporary Christian urban music.
Awesome. That's a blessing. And do you have a new project out now? Tell us a little bit about what's going on with James.
Yeah, the project with I Trust You is out now. That's the entitled The Transformation, And that is the one that's out now. We're currently working on our new project. That won't be out until February the 2nd, as a matter of fact. So we're actually in the studio right now working and, just staying busy. And we're so excited, not just about what God is doing now, but just what we see him, getting ready to do. As even last night, we were blessed to have our first TBN appearance, which showed in over 91 countries and over 100 million homes, and just to have that experience to be able to minister four songs was just truly a blessing. And if you didn't get to see it, you can go to tbn.org and look up the show from Monday, July 27th, and get a chance to see that because God truly moved in just an amazing way on last night.
Now, you were mentioning a little bit about your testimony and how you came from being homeless to who you are
right,
now.
Right, I was just about to ask him.
And
about that.
We have a lot of, we have millions of listeners. We are an international station where we stream in 82 countries, and that's a blessing. But they are listening to us from all over the world and maybe going through that same struggle that you've gone through. Can you just tell them a little bit about what God did for you, are still doing, we know he's still doing for you, we look at your success, but what God did for you to get you out of that transition to move into where you are now?
Well, it definitely started with faith. It started with believing that God was going to do it. I know at that moment, that I began to put action to my faith. I began to pray. I began to seek God's, guidance, and for God to order my steps. And for me, at that moment when I begin to trust God, when I begin to stop complaining and stop worrying and begin to just worship more, pray more, seek him more. There's a lot of times that's what God wants. It's not that he doesn't have the blessings prepared for us already, but he wants us to just not seek the blessing, but seek him. God, I want to know more of you.
Yeah.
If I can get more God, then I know everything else will fall into place. And there's a song on my CD that says, "Lord, I need your glory." And what that is, the manifest presence of God. And I think a lot of times what happens to us, we begin to get so busy, going down our grocery list of things that we want God to do that we forget to ask God for more of him. God, give me more of your spirit, more of your anointing, more of your power. And as you get that, everything else works itself out. But God is a jealous God, and he wants to know that he's priority in your life, that he's the most important thing, in your life. And that's what it's for me. I just wanted, God to show himself to me in just a fresh way. I wanted God to reveal himself to me. And at that moment, he became so clear. God just, started telling me, showing me what I needed to do next and how I needed to move forward. And the phone calls started coming, and people started having me and my group come out and minister. And, we put the CD out. Obviously, that's what was a turning point for me because I trust you. Being the one for so long, it just really picked up everything, just ministry and financially, it just really got everything going. But that's what did it for me. And it was just started, by faith, believing, and then, by trusting in God.
Amen. So having gone through being homeless and being real, being tested like that, do you have an outreach ministry that you do at all for people who are in a similar situation or just homeless people in general?
No, we don't. Not at this point. We have went and ministered. The ministry has gone to shelters. We have gone to different things like that and ministered hospitals, but we don't have a separate ministry that just caters to the homeless.
Okay. Because I think that would be something so beneficial, because a lot of them are so hopeless. And I think just hearing your testimony, that can turn so many people around because they just want to hear one inkling. Of course, you can't save everybody, but, just putting it out there and being humble about the whole thing and being transparent, I think that would be so awesome. It would be so powerful.
Yeah.
Man,
that's true. I think it would,
You
never know what God's going to do next. So.
Amen.
What we want to do now, James, is we want everybody to actually, we know the world has heard I Trust You, but we're going to go ahead and play that and let it just minister to all of our listeners right now, and then we're going to come back in with a little bit more James Fortune. Don't go anywhere, everybody, to Anointed Sounds Radio. Stay tuned. Stay locked.
Thank you.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
I tell you, I trust you, James.
That was beautiful.
And my assistant was just telling me that we had more than one version of the song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've gotten to hear the other one too.
We have more than one version of the song, so we will make sure we play that before we leave today, before we get James dispersed with us today. But that is an awesome song.
That is beautiful. Hey, I have a question for you. How do you, when you write, does it come to you in phases over time, or do you hear the melody first and then the lyrics come by first? How does that work for you? This, I just love the way that was composed.
It's no certain form, but sometimes I can get a melody first, mm-hmm. sometimes the words. It just depends on how God gives it to me, you know. Sometimes I can just sit down and get the whole song at once. Sometimes it comes over a period of days or a period of weeks, you know. Mm-hmm. But it definitely varies, you know.
How long did it take you to write this one?
I wrote that one pretty quick. It's about 2 days.
Wow, that is so beautiful. I mean, and I love the way it's so personal. I will trust you, and then it transitions to you telling the audience, you know, God is there. Just trust Him.
Yeah.
I just love that. I just love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a blessing. Like I said, it was a song that encouraged me and just in my darkest and, you know, a low time in my life. And now it's just God, you had to put me in that place in order to get that song out of me that is now blessing, you know, so many other people. So I understand it so much better now why I had to go to that place.
Why you had to go through that. Wow, that is so beautiful.
And can you just give a little word to those who are listening today, just a little word of encouragement? You know, we're going through a time of a recession, but I always say God is not a God of recession. But just giving some encouragement. Also for those independent artists that are listening today, what's some encouraging words that you would say to them as to get to the point to where God has elevated you?
Just continue to stay humble. Continue to maintain a, you know, posture of humility, recognizing that apart from God, you can do nothing. So continuing to seek God and like I say, asking God to order your steps. And God will place you in the places that you need to be. You don't have to, you know, try to, place yourself anywhere. As you continue to serve and be faithful and not do it for fame, but do it for the glory of God, you know, God will open the doors. God will make the ways for you. And just encourage those who are going to just continue to stay faithful. God definitely sees where you are. Nothing catches God by surprise. As a matter of fact, anything that you're going through has already been Father filtered, meaning that it had to go through God to even get to you. So if God allowed it to even reach you, then obviously He knows that it's something that you can handle, because God wouldn't let you go through anything that you could not handle. So if God thought that you were tough enough, if God thought that you were diligent enough to be able to handle it, just accept it as a learning experience, realizing that all things are working together for your good and for His glory. And as you continue to maintain a posture of faith, to trust God, to accept, you know, what God wants for you, that God will begin to be pleased with you as you remain faithful under fire. If you remain, continue to keep serving under pressure, God will give you double for your trouble. God will open doors that you would not imagine, put you in places that you could have never dreamed of as you continue. So just stay encouraged. You know, that, like you said, we don't participate in the reception. We're opting out. We're choosing not to participate in that because we realize that our God, that we operate under a different kingdom. That we operate under a God who's able to do all things, who's able to do greater in us according to the power that's working on the inside of you. And I think a lot of times we forget that we do have power, that we're not just here, you know, by accident. But Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "You know the plans that I have for you." So
amen.
That means that God's got plans for us. We got plans. We're not just here accidentally. We're not just floating around from day to day. But that God has plans for us. And everything that we're going through is part of God's plan for our life. And even though we don't understand it now, a lot of times we don't understand it when we're in the fire, after God brings us out, we'll understand it so much better. So, like I say, just want to encourage everybody to continue to be faithful to God, and He will definitely be faithful to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, James, for joining us today. We know the album is all over the country, but just give the listening audience your website, and if they want to book you for any events and all that information, just let them know how they can reach you, how they can touch you.
Yes, to reach me, to send a personal letter, also for booking, anything you need, you can go to www.jamesfortune.us. That's www.jamesfortune.us.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in with us, James, and we appreciate it. And we would love to have you back on Anointed Sounds Radio once that second album drops, well, that next album drops. And we pray that God elevates you higher than any other elevation, I would say. And thank you so much for tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio. You be blessed, and you have
thank
a great
you
evening.
You too. God bless you. All right.
God bless you.
Have a good night.
know he's the reason. Pajam.
Sometimes I feel like smiling, sometimes I feel like crying, sometimes I feel like running, when ain't nothing chasing me, sometimes I feel real warm, sometimes the feeling's gone, sometimes my heart's real heavy, in my relationship with you, yeah. Sometimes I feel like screaming. I really don't know the meaning. Sometimes I feel the pressure. It's time to make it better. Sometimes I feel unworthy. But all the love you gave.
Believe I can say yes.
Now I wanna make it clear.
Anointed Sounds Radio Station is giving you the hits and much, much more. You're still alive with your girl and the standards. I'm telling you, we just had Jane Fortune and Fire on with us. An awesome interview. You can still call me and give me a request at 646-378-1119. Again, you can call me at 646-378-1119. Again, y'all, make sure y'all tune into Gospel Music on Demand. I'm telling you, Gospel Music on Demand. You can go on www.anointedsounds.com, click on Demand, and guess what? You can hear any song that you want on the music player. Any song that you want, you can stream throughout the day. You can select your favorite artist. You can put it on repeat. You can put it on shuffle, and guess what? It's free, all free. If you have an office or business, you can hook up your laptop to the speaker system, a stereo system, and have it streaming like you got XM Radio. But let me tell you, you don't have to pay for this anointing. You just go ahead and just click on the song that you want throughout the day, all day on Anointed Sounds Radio. We are excited about what's going to happen. We have some great things coming up. We know that you need to stay tuned to us. We're going to give away some tickets to some great events. So don't you go anywhere. I want to hear from all of my friends all over the world. What's up to my Facebook friends who are so faithful. I saw with the end today. Oh, 5,000, 4,000 of you on MySpace, Twitter. I'm going to give you shout-outs. I can't shout out to every last one of you. Make sure you always do that. If you want to send your request and your radio request to radio@anointedsounds.com, but if you're on Facebook, you know you can hit me up instantly with facebook.com/Elena Sanders or twitter.com/Elena Sanders. You can always do that. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay locked. You're going to be with your girl for a while right here on Anointed Sounds Radio Station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Elena Sanders. Here's little Donna Lawrence back to Eden.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset.
Let me hear ya.
Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go. A life that fools, a life that rich and plentiful. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We're redeemed, a new one.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a thing. Okay, tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed.
Our family's blessed.
Finances blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for? Right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here with the girl in the standards. I'm living it on the top of the world. I tell you, I can't do nothing but go up. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not doing nothing but going up. So you want to climb up that ladder with me? What's going on? You can call me right now with your request. Just call to me at 646-378-1119. Again, that's 646-378-1119. I want to hear from everybody across the world, my friends that are in Pakistan. They may call in. I want to hear Maryland, Atlanta, of course. We're here in Atlanta, Georgia, New York. All of y'all calling D.C. I want to hear y'all Louisiana, my hometown, New Orleans. Come on. I want to hear everybody right here. We're living on top of the world. Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you, giving it to you, and much, much more. The one and only Christian station that streams in 82 countries and 52 metro areas in the United States. None other than Anointed Sounds Radio. All right.
Oh!
Live to Carolina Sanders. I'm going to take you through the midnight hour. You can call me. You can do whatever. Thank you so much for your questions for coming right here through my chat on Facebook. But y'all can call me. I know this, you know what's so amazing with the online network? People don't want to call anymore. They don't want to talk to you. They just want to see your message through the chat. That's wonderful. But people want to hear your voice. You got to realize you got millions of people listening all over the world. So you never know what's going on. Shout out to all the entrepreneurs that are out there that I declared, I said it earlier today, I declare that we shall be self-employed full-time by the end of 2010. Are you with me? No, I am. I said, I declare that we will be self-employed by 2010, the end of 2010. And I love all those businesses. What I did on page yesterday on Facebook, I gave a shout out to all the businesses that made me on Facebook. As I said earlier, I have about maybe 3,600 plus friends, and a lot of them are entrepreneurs. So I'm not a selfish person. I want to know what you're doing. I want people to see and patronize one another because I believe in enhancing and enlarging our territories through the kingdom. So I said, everybody that has a business on Facebook, post it on my page. Tell me what you're doing. I need to know what's going on with you. I need to find out what you're doing with everything. So make sure you post it on my page. So you know what? We had a lot of businesses that went and posted what they're doing and told me all the great things that they're doing with their businesses. And I'm excited, and I'm just excited to see. And we also had some people that said, hey, I want to start a business, but I really don't know how to do it. I really don't know how to do it. So you know what? I want y'all to go to my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Elena Sanders, and tell me what to do. And I'm going to give you this shout-out on Noise Sounds Radio, and we're going to see how it enlarges your territory. We're going to give a shout-out to our business. We're going to have a business week where all the business is going to get to call in. If you listen to the sound of my voice, you can call me at 646-378-1119. Don't go anywhere. We got a little Molly music coming up next, a little Kiki Shears, so, and a little Lisa McClendon. So don't you go anywhere, right here on Anointed Sounds Radio.
Listen. Get right, church, and let's go home.
Give you hits and much, much more. That was Molly Music. I didn't play Molly's song, I Hate You. I don't know if you guys have been up on Molly Music, and I'm going to pub him right here. He's out of Savannah, Georgia. I don't want to say a new kid on the block because he's been underground for a while, but now he's moving up. But I'm telling you, you are missing out on some good music. That's one of the things that we do here at Anointed Sounds Radio. We want to make sure we get our independent artists out there because it's great that you're with a label. I'm not saying it's not wonderful that you're with a label, but a lot of our artists are being missed. We have some great independent artists out there that can basically top some of these artists that are on labels. And it's a shocker that they're overlooked. But, hey, right here on Anointed Sounds Radio, we're going to give you a shot. We're going to have an independent artist night, have people call in, give us their thoughts, and let us know what they think about your music. Now, we're going to be a little bit tactful and respectful, but we want you to know the truthful thing, not when you be in church singing your solo. And everybody in the audience know you are key, but people are like, yeah, baby, keep on going, baby. You can sing. But when you get out in the world, they dog you out. Let's tell you the truth right here in the kingdom. We tell you about your music up front. So you maybe you need to work on a little something, tweak the little track, or do something with the highs and lows, get it mastered. You know, I know a little bit something about the music. But let us tell you here what I know that sounds ready. Give you a shot before you get it over to the record labels and let the people listen to the music. You know, it's all about the people because we are the ones that pay for the music. We are the ones that make you be able to be successful. No, God is behind all of it, but he supplies us with the resource to make sure we buy your albums. How about that? But so we're going to have a time where we're going to be able to talk to our independent artists, get them on here, listen to their songs. So if you, the sound of my voice, all independent artists, make sure you send your music to radio@anointedsounds.com. Do that. Send your music to radio@anointedsounds.com. Make sure you do that. Stay tuned to the hits and much, much more right here with your girl Elena Sanders on Anointed Sounds Radio. heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the her below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one on earth, no one anywhere that can do me like Jesus. No one so powerful enough to die on the cross to save all of our selfish self, you know, all of our just foolishness that's going on right here on the earth. You know, God is a good God, and anything that you're going through right now, let it go, because he's a God that can take care of all of your problems, all of your needs, and he can also provide you with the desires of your heart if you just trust and believe in him and obey his word. That's how powerful God is. So if you're going through some things right now, we're going to decree it. We're going to just decree that everything in your life is going to be great. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and if you just speak it, and if you just believe that God can do some powerful things in your life, if you believe that he can change your situation, turn your bad into good, as Jack said earlier when he was talking, this man came from homelessness and was so humble and was so obedient. And look at the elevation. Look how God has enlarged his territory. That's a testimony within himself. So if you're in the sound of my voice and you're hearing and you just have in your mind that the devil is trying to trick you to do certain things and think that God is not there for you, it's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell, from the bottom, from the basement, from deep down under hell, because God is a good God, and he didn't put you on this earth to fail. He made us to be kings and queens and to rule over nations, and we just have to step into our position, step into our territories, and believe that God can do some things. He can do some powerful and wonderful things if we just believe. God is an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. I just have to give him praise and worship, y'all. I'm just telling you just how powerful this man is. He can do some great things for you, some great and wonderful things. I'm just telling you, just trust and believe in God. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I just had to give my little praise and worship on, because, you know, you never know. You can do it any time and day. Don't have to be in the four walls of the church. Just worship God. Just worship him. If you in the elevator, just worship him. If you're just walking down the street, you know, you can do it within your mind. You can do it within your heart. People don't have to just see you just falling out and doing a praise dance. It could be within your mind and how you praise and worship God. You could be sitting in your chair at work or sitting at your desk and say, God, I love you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for all the things that you have done for me, your power, your grace and mercy, and everything that you have bestowed in my life. You have kept me. You have saved me. Even though my bank account may say zero or $5 or it might be negative, God, you're still keeping me because I'm eating every day. I have shelter. I have food, I have water, I have transportation to get me a point A and point B, and you're still keeping me going to my job. How about that? So, God, that's all you have to just say. That's how you mess over the devil. That's how you confuse him, because he's wondering how you're still praising God through your situation. But let me tell you, he's a wonderful God, and he can do all things. You can do all things through Christ Jesus. And on that note, we're going to get to some praise and worship. Right here is Anita Well. Stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more.
Yeah. out. You always play me close, and that's a good thing. You fill my life with love, my world with good things. People talk about, I talk about you too much, but that's the true meaning of a crush. Anyway, back to us, I ain't got time to waste. I'm like a fee for your first, your second call. I anticipate waiting on your next move so I can get in my groove. You love me first though, so I don't have to pick and choose. I'm on a daily high, my deal is on your tie. He got that stuff when I don't get it, makes me run and die. Genuine love, that's giving genuine love. I'm so full about the bunch, handpicked for love, man. No world I have a hunch about what we talk about. We speak about things that they would never dream about. That's why I got the crazy name.
I got the passion. take you back a little way. There's a song that we used to sing in the Church of God in Christ. It just says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Because when God gets up, you're guaranteed to have power and total victory. If you believe it, put your hands together. Two sounds, come on, hey.
Come on. Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
A young lady walked up to me with tears in her eyes and said, James, how did you learn to trust God? And I began to share with her that I went through some things in my life, even being homeless, and it taught me how to trust Him, and it taught me how to know Him. Come on, fire.
I never had a stormy day.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't know that you could take all my rain away.
Come on.
My friends, they never walked away so far away. Then I wouldn't know that you would always stay.
From my side.
My side, when I was going through, didn't have a clue on what I should do. But then
you always do. I'm thankful for
them. Thankful for
the things that I went through. Even if I never had issues. If I hadn't gone through what I went through, Father, I wouldn't know you.
I wouldn't know you. Like
yeah. Listen, we got one more verse. If I never had a hungry day.
If I never had a hungry day, broke day, how would I know that you could make a way out of no way?
Come on.
If I never had a broken heart, torn apart, how would I know that you could give me a
way? All the pain. That's why I'm thankful.
Because
if I never had
haters.
Yeah. I wouldn't know you.
I wouldn't know you.
That's right. If they hadn't lied on me,
know.
If they hadn't talked about me,
know.
I wouldn't
know.
If I never had my heart broken,
know.
If I never cried at night,
know.
I wouldn't know your Father.
Know. I wouldn't know.
Thankful.
Thankful for those things
that I had to go through, because if I never had problems, let's go.
My healer.
I know Jesus, because when I was sick, Jesus, my provider, when the money ran out, you stepped in and Jesus, my Savior, I was on my way to hell, but you reached down and you, Jesus, my way maker, when I didn't have a way, that's when you came and you,
Come on,
shout out.
That's giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Lena Sanders. I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot going on. I think I have a caller on the line, area code 215. Hello? Area code 215. Don't want me to say your whole number so everybody can call you on your cell phone. But I guess you're still tuning in with us on Northern Sounds Radio. That's okay. One of the things that we have here, which is great, that if you don't get good reception through your internet service, you can also call us on our number at 646-378-1119. And listen to us live as well over the telephone. Because sometimes we have so many people that are tuning into the station that it boggles down the stream. And that's one of the things we're going to have to do here on Anointed Sounds Radio. We're going to have to do, I want to say, a broadcast-a-thon or something. I don't know. But we want to make sure that we're reaching the masses. And one of the things, you have to have a huge bandwidth, and with that bandwidth it costs, and here at Anointed Sounds we provide everything to make sure the kingdom is anointed and make sure the kingdom provided anointing, but make sure we provide everything so everybody can listen to it all over the country. But it does get costly, so if you're willing to donate to Anointed Sounds Radio to help us expand our bandwidth and become global instead of international, just send us an email at radio@anointedsounds.com. We're going to be doing that really soon because we want to make sure that everybody is able to tune in. We don't want to miss anybody, and so you cannot miss the stream. We want to make sure you're getting that in. So stay tuned to us. We got more coming up next with a little Fred Hammond right here on the big station, Anointed Sounds Radio.
Oh, check out the hands. Wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give it the praise.
I will adore
come on and say it.
Glad in it.
What's up to my people out there on Anointed Sounds land, I see. I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Kim. Simone put me up to it, Kim. Give a shout-out to Kim, who was listening to us on the phone lines. What's up, Kim? I was jamming to a little Fred Hammond. I thank you so much for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio Station. That's giving you the hits and much, much more. I only have a few minutes left, you guys. We got to shut it on down right here. It's 9:55 Eastern Standard Time in Atlanta, Georgia. So I want to also tell you guys some great news. I want to say it's August 11th. I'm going to be featured on the Tani and Toya show on BET. And every time I tell somebody that, they're like, what are you going to be doing on that show? I am the college professor that's teaching them about business and giving them some suggestions on how to expand their business, how to start it. And I actually gave them some homework assignments and so forth. It actually comes on tonight as well, so make sure you stay tuned in. Be a little open. We know sometimes as Christians we kind of judge a little bit, so be open to the show. But I just want to make sure you tune in. On August, I think it's August 11th, if I've got my dates right, it's actually episode 6. Tonight is episode 4. So I want to say it's actually going to be August 11th, and I am correct, August 11th. So make sure you tune in and watch your girl, Elena Sanders, on Anointed Sounds Radio. But I tell you, I have to get up out of here because I got some things to do. I got some, you know, something to do. So I just want Molly Music to tell you guys to what? Go home. I gotta go and get right. I tell you, thank you so much for tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. Be blessed. Stay tuned. Always remember that God is a big God and He could do all things through Christ Jesus. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless. Signing out.